just a little bit of background to start off. Going into this winter, I think the expectation was for an El Nino, a typical El Nino, with warmer weather, warmer, wetter weather. Is that right?
Yeah, that was correct. Or that's typically what we usually see in an El Nino situation, where we would see a little bit more precipitation, a little bit warmer temperatures.
Have we seen that this year?
No, we have not. I would say between the temperatures, we have been a little bit above normal, except for the past maybe month or so. But precipitation as a whole has been, for the seasonal aspect, has been below normal. We did have some good precipitation there in December and January, but nothing that has been able to give much relief to the long-term lack of precipitation over the southern half of the panhandle we've seen over the past 2-3 years.
What's the conventional wisdom? Is the El Nino not materializing, or?
No, it did. It's there. There is an El Nino. It's a weak El Nino, so it's not very strong. But we have seen some more what we call a blocky weather pattern, where it deflects most of the weather systems away from Southeast Alaska. So that's been a trend that we've seen this past winter. But we kind of can get into certain patterns where we get a decent amount of precipitation, but sometimes that precipitation doesn't hit where we really want it to hit, or at least won't. Isn't that in the locations where the area really needs more precipitation?
Okay. Is some of that moisture going elsewhere in the U.S.? Is it ending up in California? Or?
It's California. It's maybe heading up into the northern Gulf of Alaska. The southern portions of the panhandle has received some precipitation, I think, last month. Yeah, Ketchikan last month, they were 150% of normal. They had a really good month at the end of January. Same thing with Petersburg. They're around normal precipitation. We reported about 11.96 inches of precipitation. Normal is 11.48. So there was some nice relief there in Ketchikan, but not so much in Petersburg, as, you know, normal precipitation is not going to cut it when we're have been a very low precipitation for such a long period of time. Same thing with the Ketchikan and Matlakala area, where having that 1 month of decent precipitation is encouraging to see, but just due to the long duration of the lack of precipitation has really put us in a pretty big deficit. So we need those months of 150% of normal, or a significant above normal precipitation for a couple months in a row to a longer period of time to really see some improvements.
What does the crystal ball say for the next month or two? Is there any relief on the way for more wetter weather?
Unfortunately, it's looking for we are going to our drier time of the year, coming into the end of February into March and April. So we are looking for actually chances of below normal precipitation. Not saying that we cannot get above normal precipitation, but the chances of that happening are on the lower side. As for temperatures seem to be wanting to be above normal, or these higher chances of being above normal. Looks like there are fairly high chances of that happening, about 60-70% chance of the region seeing above normal temperatures from the April, May, June timeframe. March, we're looking at like temperatures are equal chances, so we can see above, below, or normal temperatures. Same thing for precipitation. So there's no real big trend of us going to be wetter or drier or warmer or colder. But at least in the next 2 weeks, what we're looking at is going to be drier and colder than normal.